Hey, happy Monday, KMA Land. It's time for the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and I team up here on Mondays for the jam session with guess who?
It's me, Spencer Williams. It's the first Monday in May.
Oh, wow.
Wow, we're into May.
And we're kind of getting to be out in life again. How about that?
Exactly. It's been nice.
I asked if we could talk about this subject this week, and I'm trying to find a way to sum it up in a way that's simple. Mm-hmm. But it's basically how you feel is not because of someone else, what they do, what they say, or what they don't do or don't say.
Absolutely. And this is tough. You know, this is something a lot of times when I try to have an evolved conversation with someone, I might say, if I'm upset, you're making me feel. And then you just have to remind yourself, no one, what is it Eleanor Roosevelt says? You know, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Yeah.
So it really, once again, comes back to us, darn it.
Oh, man. At some point, does it not come back to us? Can we blame somebody somewhere along the line?
If anyone out there has a topic where it legitimately doesn't come back to us, please let us know.
Gosh. Well, you know, we're always attracting kind of what things are at our own personal level of self-esteem. That's what we kind of attract.
Just like last week, as we talked about.
Exactly.
Yeah, what we accept in ourselves is what we're going to accept in others and vice versa.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really struggle with this. I work on this a lot. And it's just like if you want somebody else to change and you're really irritated that they won't change, think about that. You're not changing. Mm-hmm. You're not changing your view of that person. So you're doing the exact thing that is irritating you. But we so often don't see this. We think how we feel is because of what someone else says or does. So it's just, can we kind of get awake? Again, it's back to consciousness, which we talked about last week.
Right. And you were talking a little bit before we went on the air, and we want to get to that. One of the things I have a tendency to do a lot of, and I'm really trying to work on it, but it's not easy, is I make everyone else in my life wrong if they do it differently than I would. You know, instead of, and then, like you had said, when they do it the same, there's a difference. So go ahead and talk about a little of that.
Well, my coach shared with me, there's actually a name for this. It's called fatal attribution error. And it's basically, so if you and I have an agreement that we're going to meet up somewhere and you're late, well, I'm going to think it's because your character is flawed. You are just lazy or you don't care about me or whatever.
Right.
But if I'm late, I'm going to think, you know, the government ought to change the rules on traffic because it's all their fault. We are so quick to think the other person's motive is deep and dark and terrible, and ours is pure as the driven snow.
Exactly. And how very rarely do we actually know anyone's full story?
Exactly.
So this is, wow, we're going to learn a lot. I can tell already. I'm not sure I want to learn all this. Oh, it's going to be a great week as always. Thanks so much, Sandy.